And then I cognitively reconstructed it. I said, okay, it's anxiety-inducing, permission to be human, experience the experience, but let's look at it as a challenge. That I have this wonderful opportunity to speak to such a great company, such wonderful people. I'm going to make the best of it. Turned it from a threat into a challenge, into an opportunity. And that made a big difference in my approach to it. Think about areas in your life. What is it? Is it a play you want to try out for? Is it someone you want to ask out? Is it speaking up in section? This is a study. Those who took Psych 1 or Psych 15 have encountered that. The work of Schachter and Singer back in the early 60s. Today they would never be able to get this past the ethics committee, just like Milgram wouldn't have been able to get his study passed. Here is what they did. So they brought people into the experiment and injected them with epinephrine. Epinephrine arouses the body. It shots of adrenaline. But they thought it was just vitamin C. They didn't know it was epinephrine. And then they were sitting in the experiment, waiting for, again, the real experiment. They were sitting in the waiting room. And while they were sitting, they were asked to fill out a questionnaire. Now remember, they just got a shot of adrenaline, but they didn't know that they got a shot of adrenaline. So they're sitting, filling in a questionnaire, and in the first condition, the questionnaire had very provocative questions, to say the least. For example, one of these questions was, so how many men did your mom sleep with before she got married to your dad?